Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
A lot of California celebrities affected by the weather out there, right?
Yeah, a lot of people, period, in California affected by these monsoon-like rainstorms and mudslides that are happening. Celebrities are not immune to it all. People like Ellen DeGeneres, for example, filed some video on social media of rainwaters just outside of her home in Montecito, California, rushing waters from outside of her home. Almost everybody in Montecito has been ordered to evacuate. Her home is on higher ground, so they told her she could stay in place. But even Oprah Winfrey is not immune to this all. She's been ordered to evacuate. Rob Lowe has been ordered to evacuate. Gwyneth Paltrow, George Lucas. And as if he didn't have enough to worry about right now, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who just bought a home in Montecito, California, they have been ordered to evacuate. I guess that'll be in the next memoir that will be coming out. But 8 inches of rain fell in 12 hours. More rain is expected. And the mudslides, if you've seen the footage, it's horrific. Mudslides and trees being uprooted and parts of homes literally being ripped away and, you know, being floated away. It's horrible there. You know, people can say, ooh, I don't like Chicago in the wintertime. We don't have any of that in Chicago in the wintertime.
No, we don't. And not too much sympathy for Harry and Meghan these days, though.
No, even fatigue on top of it all. You know, the volley of interviews will continue for the rest of the week. 10 million viewers watched the Anderson Cooper interview on Sunday night. But in the UK, when that was broadcast, it was beaten in the ratings by a BBC drama called Happy Valley. More than twice as many people watched the Oprah interview with Harry and Meghan as did those who watched the Anderson Cooper interview. And, you know, people in the UK are saying, you know, people are just kind of tired of it. They did a poll there recently in the UK. 64% of the British people have a negative point of view now of Harry. So, you know, I don't if he was hoping to repair his image, to, you know, repair, you know, what's been going on, doesn't seem to be working right at the moment. Anyway.
No, and fatigue is right. That 60 Minutes audience, I think, far less than what they thought it would be. It was not. I read one of the highest rated 60 Minutes programs of the season at all. So, yeah, we're getting tired of it.
Yeah.
There's such a thing as overexposure.
Right. Plus, 60 Minutes was so late after the NFL football game. Anyway, I tune in at 6 o'clock to watch 60 Minutes, and, oh, football's still on. And then it's like it was on for like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah, it's fun when you set the DVR and then you get football instead.
Yeah, exactly. You get like... In the old days, you would get Andy Rooney at the end of the show. That's all you'd get.
I miss Andy.
Me too.
It's hard to believe that 1 year ago, Bob Saget died. It's still unbelievable.
It is. Yesterday, actually, was the one-year anniversary of his death. Found dead in a hotel in Orlando, Florida. His family later confirming that he died due to head trauma. I'm not sure that they still have determined how that head trauma took place, but people all over social media are remembering Bob Saget. In particular, singer John Mayer, who was good friends with him, said, "I knew he was otherworldly when he was here. I miss him all of the time, but those memories are solid objects to me. I love that guy, and I always will." In an update, though, his Bob Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, said that she marked the anniversary by taking to Twitter and asking owner Elon Musk to reinstate the verified checkmark on Bob Saget's account, which was somehow taken off over the past year. I don't know. I lost track of whether you pay or you don't pay or what the deal is with all of that. Lost track or lost interest in the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But Bob Saget's account lost his verified check mark, and Kelly Rizzo wants it back, saying that my husband truly loved Twitter. There's a sentence you don't hear very often anymore. Out of respect for his legacy, can something be done for him? So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, it's I've lost track of that, too. I don't understand what's going on with the blue marks, but I don't know why you'd take that off. That's crazy.
Yeah, if you have it already, I mean, I think that he was saying that if you want a verified check mark, and I'm still not 100% sure what that means when you have one. Apparently, I have one. I was told that I have one, but I don't know what it means or how I got it. But apparently, you got to pay for them. That was being floated around. You have to pay $8 or something. So
we got to get Scott Kleinberg back on the phone here, so he'll explain this
very
to everybody.
I have no idea where to put pictures of food and my feet.
817.
This is all you see on Twitter, by the way.
We'll get to Tom Hanks, Stephen Colbert, and Paul McCartney with Dean Richards. Dean, what's the latest on Harvey Weinstein?
The sentencing for his latest trial has been postponed. Last month, a jury in L.A. convicted him of a 2013 rape of a model that allegedly took place in a hotel room. Weinstein's defense is planning on filing another motion for a new trial. So the sentencing was for the one that just concluded was supposed to have happened now, but it's been moved to February 23rd now. And the judge will either hand down a sentence or will either grant them a new trial. The jury acquitted Weinstein of another sexual assault charge from a different accuser in Los Angeles, but he is already serving a 23-year sentence for a similar conviction in New York, which is also under appeal. He could get 18 years in prison for this L.A. conviction.
We have good news this morning for Grease fans, don't we?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people will remember that Grease, the musical, started off as a little stage play here in Chicago and then was adapted into, you know, what we know it as now, the phenomenal movie musical that starred Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. That is now going to be made into a Paramount Plus TV series getting ready to launch, called Grease, the Rise of Pink Ladies. There's a trailer that we've posted. If you want to take a look at it, it'll give you a little idea of what Grease, the Rise of Pink Ladies will be like. It's going to debut on Paramount Plus on April the 6th. And if you were watching the NCAA finals last night, you saw the trailer for the new Ant-Man movie with Paul Rudd. That looks pretty cool if you're you know, Marvel movie fan. I think you're going to like it. It's called Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And Michael Douglas is back, Evangeline Lilly, Michelle Pfeiffer, all back. Trailer, again, is posted online.
I heard you do the Paul McCartney story earlier on the simulcast of the WGN-TV Early Morning News that we carry here on radio. And this is, to me, this is a fishy story. It sounds like they're just trying to publicize the documentary about Abbey Road.
Might be.
And they're making a lot out of the fact that, I mean, it's a busy crosswalk. Tell the story,
well,
Dean.
Well, they were, Paul McCartney, you know, we're talking about the famous Abbey Road album cover, the famous crosswalk at which John, Paul, George, and Ringo are, you know, crossing the street. If you've been to London and you're a Beatles fan, you went to Abbey Road and you got yourself your own picture of you crossing that street.
Right.
Everybody does it when they go to London. It's a big, huge tourist spot. So it's not uncommon for people to be kind of, you know, walking this crosswalk, but Paul McCartney shows up there with his daughter, Mary McCartney, who happens to be the producer of this documentary that's called If These Walls Could Sing, which is all about the Abbey Road Studios, and she wanted to photograph her dad walking across the crosswalk by himself. So Paul starts crossing, crossing the walk, and as the story goes, a car pulls out of nowhere and practically runs down Paul McCartney. Apparently, as the song goes, he did not see him standing there as it goes. But Paul is okay. The car just kept going. It didn't even stop. It didn't even slow down. But it's very possible that it is a publicity stunt. Wow.
Well,
wow, are
anybody...
you jaded?
Well,
McCartney... Paul McCartney escapes the throes of death, and Bob throws the publicity stunt card out.
Well, the people who live in that area are so sick of stopping at that crosswalk because, as you say, all the tourists do it.
Right.
Everybody's almost been hit by a car taking that picture.
They really need to close that area off completely because everybody is constantly slowing traffic down.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if it's real or if it's not real, but unlike Bob, I'm thankful that Bob is okay, that Paul McCartney is okay. I'm glad you're okay,
yes,
too. The film, by the way, just to add to the publicity stunt aspect, is streaming on Disney Plus right now.
Yeah, and I want to see it because I hear it's great. Let's get to Tom Hanks and Stephen Colbert. What are they up to?
Yeah, Tom Hanks is out promoting his new film, A Man Called Otto, which I really liked. And we had a fantastic interview with Tom Hanks last week. He was on Stephen Colbert last night talking about the movie and talking about a lot of things. But he also talked about sort of inadvertently inventing a new drink. He explains the ingredients. Listen to this and see if it sounds like something that you might enjoy drinking.
We were at the Cafe Carlisle, which is a great place to go. My wife had played there. Rita had played there with a band, and they were the next act. So we had a celebratory bottle of champagne brought by. Hey, I'm not a big drinker. I don't drink a lot. So I usually have a Diet Coke, you know, in order to, because if you didn't have a long enough disco nap, you're going to fall asleep about, you know, 11:45.
Sure.
So I have a little bit of caffeine, Diet Coke in a glass, and I sip
right
that
there at the Cafe Carlisle.
But they brought the champagne around. They brought the nice flutes. It was like the last episode of The Bachelor. You know, they were pouring all this stuff around. And I just had this Diet Coke. And I said, oh, give me a shot of champagne in there, for crying out loud.
In the Diet Coke.
In the Diet Coke. And everybody says, you are insane. I said, well, I may be insane, but I want to celebrate the season. So I had a sip of this. Stephen, it was delicious.
I'm trying to imagine a Diet Coke with a little champagne. It's you know, if you fill up a glass, about three-quarters of the way with ice, three-quarters of the way with Diet Coke, and then you just sort of top the whole thing off with like one-quarter of champagne. And both he and Stephen Colbert, they did a tasting on it. They both claimed that it was very delicious.
I'd go with root beer, but it sounds like something I would do.
Oh, I think I would like root beer or cream soda. I like a nice cream soda also.
Well, but maybe next time you do one of those cooking segments on WGN TV, do a little bartender thing.
I'm going to do a little tasting here. I'm going to try it Tom Hanks way, and then I'll try the new drink that's called the Bob Surratt.
Dean Richards, mixologist. I love it.
Right.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.